感谢神，让我在联合敬礼的崇拜当中，跟弟兄姐妹一起来分享神的话语。
Praise the Lord that allow me to share with you the word God's message during this joint baptismal service.
今天早晨，我想跟弟兄姐妹分享的题目是《出死入生》。
This morning, I'd like to share with you this topic on going out from death into life.
我们会从三个方面来看这一段的经文。
We're going to look at this topic from three perspectives.
第一个方面，我们要看过去的光景死亡。
First, we're going to look at how we were dead in trespasses in the past.
第二部分，我们要看如今的荣景重生。
And then now we look at the glory state we are in, that we already born again.
最后，我们要来看将来的美景行善。
And then we're going to look at the glorious future that is waiting for us.
我们常常听到人的一生当中有两件事情不可避免。
We often heard about, what we often hear what people say, there are two things in life that we cannot avoid.
有没有人要猜一下？
You want to guess quick two things? Yeah, everybody knows, tax and death.
所以你明天还没有报税，明天要记得报税。
So if you haven't filed your tax return tomorrow, don't forget the last day.
没错，另外一件事情就是死亡。
Of course, another one is death.
那从古至今，人类不断的在找寻方法，如何长生不死。
So from long past to present, everyone, most people try to find a way to avoid death.
透过研究，然后药物后度发现
，and through research, through medicine, through new discovery.
但是我们知道，到目前为止，没有一个人发现有长生不死的方法。
But we know that no one has ever found a way to live forever.
为什么
？Why？
因为圣经告诉我们在罗马书三章二十三节以及六章二十三节这样说。
Because the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 3 verse 23 and then Romans 6:23, the Bible says,
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，并且罪的工价乃是死，因此我们每一个人都逃不了死的结局。
That all have fallen short of God's glory, and then the wages of sin is death. Therefore, no one can escape this destiny.
所以我们如果用消极的态度来面对我们的人生，
So from a passive attitude, when you're going to face life,
我们会有一个结论，就是人一出生就是在走向死亡的道路。
Then you can conclude that when we're born, we're actually going towards death.
那当中的有一些的细节是每个人不同，但是最终还是到死亡。
Of course, each one might have different details in your life, but the ultimate thing happens with death.
但是爱我们的神，创造我们的主。
But the God who loves us, who created us,
不愿意我们每个人带着这样消极的盼望走下去。
He does not want us to live life with such a negative attitude.
因此他要给我们一条出路。
Therefore, he's going to give us a lifeline.
这条出路就是要叫我们生命可以得着生气还有盼望。
And this lifeline is that he's going to give a life with hope and with possibilities.
以弗所书一章十三至十四节告诉我们。
So in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13 and 14 says,
你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
Scripture says that as you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believe, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is the deposit guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory.
神为我们安排的出路就是主耶稣基督他自己。
So the lifeline that God has given us is our Lord Jesus Christ himself.
因此我们这些已经信主的人，
So for those of us who already believe in Christ,
要从过犯之中被救活过来。
Those of us who have been saved from our trespasses into His glory,
这是什么样的意思呢？
Then what does that mean?
就是主，我们的神主动的来救赎我们。
It means that our God has taken the active role in saving us.
我们的神改变了我们人生的终局，原本是要死亡的。
That our God has changed the destiny of our fate. Originally, it should be death.
因着我们相信他，我们可以有永恒的生命。
But because we believe in Him, therefore we have eternal life.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，So brothers and sisters,
保罗说，这些死在过犯之中、罪恶之中，就是行事为人是随从今世的风俗。
Paul says that those who are dead in their trespasses and sins are those who follow the current winds of this world.
他继续讲，是顺服空中掌权的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的。
And this group of people, they also are obedient to the principality and the spirit. They are in control of this world.
其实魔鬼要影响我们，要试探我们，太多方式了。
Actually, in reality, Satan has many ways of how to tempt us and to try to get us away from the truth.
我们还不认识神的时候，
when we haven't come to know God yet,
常常陷入世俗的潮流的影响。
Now we're often being influenced by a secular value system.
我们的世代当中存着许多的奇怪的谬论。
In our world today, there are many, many strange theories.
例如中国有这样的说法。
Like, for example, in China, there's such a saying.
说没有拆不散的家庭。
There are no family that could not be destroyed.
只有不努力的小三。Mistress.
Okay. There's the only unearned mistresses.
那甚至啊，在中国还有小三的培训班。
Even in China, there's classes for mistresses to train them.
他教女人如何去破坏家庭。
And these classes try to teach the mistresses how to destroy the family.
教女人如何去诱惑别人的丈夫。
Teach them how to attract away the husband from the wife.
这不是我讲出来的，是真的有这样的事情。
Not, I'm telling you a story. It's a real reality in China.
那最近纽约州州长要提倡一个大麻娱乐性的大麻要合法化。
Now recently our state governor wanted to legalize recreational pass recreational pass.
但他宣称这样是会降低种族上面的歧视。
No, he even claimed that such a move would lower the discrimination among the different kind of people.
这样会增加我们的税收。
And also, no doubt you increase our tax income of the government.
求神帮助我们。
But may God help us.
我们如果每天都生活在这种的教导当中
if we keep living in this kind of teaching every day,
我们年轻的一代他就会觉得这所有的事情都是理所当然的。
That many of our younger generation will consider all these things are kind of natural in life.
其实我们如果好好来看待这样类似的事情
But if we take a good look at such issues,
我们基本上可以把它分成是两个种类。
We can actually divide it into two categories.
一种是属上帝的，一种是属魔鬼的。
One category belong to God, and the other one belong to Satan.
我们每天每时每刻都在做选择，你要是属上帝还是属魔鬼。
And every moment of our life, every minute, every second, we are making choices whether you want to belong to God or belong to Satan.
因此，亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Therefore, dear brothers and sisters,
我们好好的亲近神
，Let us get close to God.
求神帮助我们不遇见试探
，And so that God can help us so that we not enter into temptations.
使我们对神产生不信甚至怀疑。
Because this temptation will lead us not to trust God or have doubt in Him.
也求神帮助们看清仇敌他的伎俩。
And may God also help us to have a good knowledge of the cunning moves of Satan.
使我们在这属灵的征战当中能够靠主来得胜。
So that we are able to be victorious in these spiritual battles.
保罗不单单是要告诉当时的信徒。
So Paul normally wants to inform the believers in those days.
今天也是在这里要告诉您跟我。
Today he's going to actually also talking to us, informing us.
过去我们不认识神。
When we hadn't come to know God yet before,
我们的生命在神的眼中就好像是行尸走肉。
Our life in before God is like a zombie, walking dead.
以为我们自己活得很好，生活得很丰富。
We might think that we are living a wonderful life, very rich.
但实际上，我们生命就好像没有盼望一样。
But in fact, in our life, there's no hope.
因为这个世界可以给我们的都是短暂的。
Because what the world can offer us are all things that are not everlasting.
所以你的满足是短暂的，你的快乐也是短暂的。
So therefore, your happiness, your satisfaction are all short-lived.
这都没有永恒的价值在。
They all have no eternal value.
并且这些我们自认为好的事情。
And they are also these things that which we think that they are good.
可能导致我们不断的去得罪神，违背神的旨意。
Actually, when doing them, they're leading us to sin against God, not to obey His will.
甚至忘记了神在你我当中所赐的价值。
And then by following them, actually we kind of lead us to forget actually what God has given to us.
保罗在第三节
His value system.
对不起，保罗在第三节他也告诉我们。
So in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 3, Paul also tells us.
他说他过去也是放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行。
He himself is one of like us, that he's like allowing the desire of flesh to flourish, to follow the desire of the flesh.
所以他原本也跟我们一样，是可怒之子，和我们一样。
So he himself is like each one of us, is become a son of the wrath.
耶稣为我们死在十字架上，已经把我们从死亡救赎出来。
But our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, he already has redeemed us from death into life.
所以接下来我们来看如今的龙井重生。
So next we're going to look at our current situation that we already who or those of us who already been born again.
虽然保罗告诉我们没有一个人可以免于罪的捆绑。
Paul telling us that no one can be exempted from the power of sin.
但爱我们的神不愿意我们就此沉沦。
But our Lord, He does not want us to die in sin.
他不愿意我们沉浸在没有生气的光景当中。
He does not want us to continually living in a life of hopelessness.
他不希望我们在没有盼望、没有光明。
He does not want us to have no hope in life.
这是我神为什么要为我们开启一个出路。
Therefore, He give us a way out.
保罗在第四、第五节告诉我们。
So in verse 4, verse 5, Paul says,
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩。
That because of his richness and his love for us, that therefore he had us get raised up in Christ from death to life.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，brothers and sisters。
作者杨斐利
Philip Yancey, the author, Philip Yancey.
在他的著作《恩典多奇异》当中
，in his book titled "What's So Amazing About Grace"，
他指出《约翰福音》八章三到十一节关于一个我们大家熟悉行淫的妇人的故事。
He mentioned about this story in John chapter 8 about this woman who was caught during adultery.
虽然约翰并没有告诉我们耶稣到底在地上写了什么。
Now, John didn't tell us what actually Jesus was writing on the ground.
但是导演德尼耶 在1927年的时候，他出了一个电影叫《万王之王》。
But the producer Cecil DeMille in his movie of 1927 called King of Kings.
他借着他的猜测，他在这个影片当中告诉我们，耶稣可能在写所有的罪像。
He tried to use imagination to and then show it in the movie that Christ was writing on the ground the sins of different sins.
所以每当耶稣一下笔，就有几个法利赛人离开了。
So every time when he was writing, there are a few Pharisees who leave the scene.
他们原本要陷害耶稣。
Their original intention to harm Jesus.
没想到自己却在众人面前要逃。
But and without knowing that, and ended up they have to walk away in front of people.
最后耶稣开口说，你们中间谁是没有罪的，就可以先拿石头打他。
So finally, Jesus told the other people, whoever has no sin, they can be the first one to stone this woman.
然后他又弯腰下去写字。
And then he will continue to stoop down to write on the ground.
而那些控诉的人由老到小。
So those who are accusing this woman from the oldest to the youngest.
一一的都溜走。
And one by one, they all walked away.
此时耶稣等着被处决的惊恐的女人对着他说。
Then finally, Jesus talking to this woman who was waiting for execution.
我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。
I will not condemn you. Go in peace, but sin no more.
杨斐利认为耶稣在这里把人分成两类。
Someone who said that Christ tried to divide people into two categories.
罪人还有义人。
The righteous and the sinners.
但是更详细的、更正确的是。认错的罪人还有不认错的罪人。
But actually, to be more accurate, would be those who are sinners but who won't confess, and those who confess sinners.
这个故事当中，有罪的女人才是最靠近天国的。
In this story, the sinful woman, she's the one who are much closer to heaven.
因为她心里面存着。战惊卑微毫无借口的伸手求神来饶恕。
Because in her heart, she is carrying this repenting and humble and nothing to claim before God attitude to asking for forgiveness.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
您跟我是哪一种人呢
？You and I, which kind of people you are.
我们是否都是那个愿意认错的罪人呢
？Are you the one who willing to confess your sin?
因此，基督徒对于承认自己是一个罪人
，Therefore, for Christian who confess to be a sinner,
或者被称为是一个罪人
，or maybe to be addressed as a sinner,
我们不应该感到不愉快或者没有面子或者讲不出口。
There's no need for us to feel bad about it.Or that we are ashamed to say it.
因为当我们欣然去接受的时候，就代表我们在神面前谦卑。
Because like when we able to accept that kind of status, it means that we are willing to be humble before God.
因为我们在神面前没有人是完美的。
Because no one before God is perfect.
我们都是一样。
We are all the same.
我们不要继续在活在罪中。
So therefore, let us not continue to live in sin.
我们要做一个活一个像重生的人。
We need to live as the one who already been born again.
腓立比书二章六到八节说，耶稣他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象。成为人的样式，既有了人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，与至于死，且死在十字架上面。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 6 to 8, it says that who means Christ, being in the very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be used for to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant.Being made in human likeness, And being found in appearance of man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们主耶稣基督为了爱我们如此的摆上。
Dear brother and sister, our Lord Jesus Christ, because of his love for us, he willing to give himself up like this.
我们又是如何来看他的恩典呢？
Then how do we respond to his grace?
我们还在，我们还在乎自己多过于在乎神吗？
Are you consider yourself more worthy than himself?
求神帮助我们每一个。
May the Lord help each one of us.
特别是信主的主内的弟兄姐妹。
For those of us who are Christians,
求神帮助我们可以为神多摆上一点。
May He help us to be able to put up more of us for Him.
叫一切接触我们的人
，so that whoever come in touch with us
可以透过我们的言行举止看见耶稣的形象。
Through our words and our deeds, they are able to see the image of Christ.
进而成为一个。蒙恩的人
and then they will be able to become a person who will be blessed.
可以经历与基督一同活过来的生命
that they will be able to experience the blessing which is in Christ.
最后我们要来看将来的美景行善
So finally, we're going to look at the beautiful future they're waiting for us.
第六、第七节保罗说
So in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7,
他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的慈恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。
That we not only being saved, but we also now sitting with Christ in heaven with God together, and going to look forward to being blessed with all the richness that God is going to give us in Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们可以看到
So dear brothers and sisters, we can see
神在我们身上的工作不是一个结束，而是开始
That the work of God in us is not a finished work, but actually it's only a beginning of His work
是一个持续性的
It's a work that is continuing
这个工作要不断的延续下去
And such work will continue
要叫后来的世代也可以看见也可以认识到耶稣
so that the future generation also able to see able to know Christ
第十节告诉我们我们原是神的工作在基督耶稣里造成的为要叫我们行善就是神所预备叫我们行的
verse 10 it says that for with a God's handiwork that created in Christ Jesus to do good works which God prepared in advance for us to do
如果我们把这几节合在一起来看的时候
If we look at it this way
我们有一个结论就是传扬福音人人有份
Then we able to make to come to this conclusion that to preach the gospel is the responsibility of every one of us
神要我们后来的世代可以得着救恩
Because God's will is toThat those incoming generation able to experience the salvation.
因此我们要甘心乐意的让神来使用。
Therefore, we should be willingly to allow God to use us.
许多很多像我们过去一样不认识神的时候是死亡的人。
Many like us, when we don't know Christ, we were dead in trespasses.
好像我们都在跟随世俗的这些教导一样。
Many like us before.They don't know Christ, so they are following the winds and the value system of this world.
可以像我们要认罪悔改，成为一个生命被翻转的人。
But if they come to know Christ, they are able to humble themselves, they confess their sins, repent, and their life can be turned around.
经历出死入生的生命。
They are able to experience getting our death into life.
我们也要告诉自己，我们不要骄傲。
So we also have to remind ourselves, let not ourselves be boastful.
以为我们自己有什么了不起。
Thinking that the salvation we have is because of our own good works.
因为保罗告诉我们，我们得救是本乎恩。
Because Paul tells us that we are saved by grace alone.
也因着信。
And also because of faith.
这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
And this is not of ourselves, but it's a gift of God, and because of not our acts, so that no one should boast.
所以求神帮助我们，也可以 成为一个谦卑的人。
So may God help us to be a person who also be humble.
上个月我在中文堂的团契爱家亲子团契分享。
So last month I share a message in a fellowship, mostly like parents with younger kids.
我跟他们分享团契的真意。
So I share with them what's the meaning of fellowship.
我跟他们提到，他们这些的做家长的是教会当中非常重要的人。
I told them that you being parents are very important members of the church.
因为他们的孩子将来会成为教会未来的领袖。
Because their kids can become the future leaders of the church.
如果我们是这样来看的时候，我们这些做家长的是很重要的。
And therefore, if they take this perspective, then they will realize how important their role.Should be.
我们是很重要，我们就应该自己跟神建立很好的关系。
Because of that importance, they should realize they need to have a good relationship with God.
我们可以为我们的孩子做一个属灵的榜样。
They need to be a spiritual example to their kids.
从他们可以从我们身上来学习。
So that the kids can learn from their own examples.
相同的，在今天我也要鼓励所有弟兄姐妹。
So likewise, today I'd like to encourage each one of you, brothers and sisters.
如果你有孩子，我希望你们能够跟我一样，好好来亲近神。
Because if you have kids, then I hope that you'll be like me, that we want to get close to God.
如果你是在哪个行业当中，在任何的场所当中是有可以对人家产生影响的。
If you're in any profession that you can have some influence on other people,
我也要鼓励你更加的要亲近神。
Then I will encourage that you need to get even closer to God.
因为后代是否相信神得着救恩，跟我们有息息相关。
Because the whether the future generation they're able to come to know God, there's a very close relationship with how you.Act with yourself.
很多时候，就连我们基督徒也陷入世经的教导当中。
Unfortunately, too often as Christians, we also fall into teaching of this world.
我们很多时候花了很多钱送孩子去补习。
We send our kids to be tutor, extra tutorial classes, and spend lots of money.
因为我们希望他们去到最好最顶尖的学校。
Because we want them to go to the best top the colleges.
哪知现在许多我们所谓当中的好的学校就在教导他们如何来抵挡神。
But have you realized that all these so-called Ivy League colleges, they are teaching an anti-God system.
不是去那些学校不好。
It's not that going to those schools are of no good.
但是你需要有很好的基础认识神。
But that you need, your kids need to have very firm foundation of knowing God.
作为一个牧师，我去神学院的时候，我才受到很大的冲击。
As a pastor, when I enrolled in seminary, then I start to realize a lot of struggles.
你去那边不是在学习如何了解圣经。
Because when I went there, it's not to just learn how to understand the Bible.
不是教你如何来牧会。
Not just learning how to pastor church.
而是在当中有很多对神学不同的人、观念的人，你要知道如何跟他们有应对。
Rather that because among the peers, there are many people with different theological perspective. You need to learn how to interact with them.
因此你没有对神很深的根基，你可能被影响了。
So if you don't have a good relationship with God, you can be very easily influenced.
那这个是在一个还算比较保护的环境里面。
But this, I'm talking about a seminary, is a more protected environment.
因为至少大家都相信耶稣是神。
At least in the seminary, everybody believes Jesus Christ is Lord.
你到外面去，你没有很好的根基，你会被影响。
But when you go out to the world, when you don't have a firm foundation, they're very easily influenced.
求神帮助我们。
So may God help us.
我相信我们的孩子会在属世当中有成就的。
I believe that our kids will able to have great achievement in the world.
当他跟神的关系建立好的时候，神就让他看见他们的价值。
But when their relation with God is good, then God will help them see their own value.
彼得从来没有想过他可以叫3000个人信主。
Peter never had thought that he could have preach and 3,000 people will come to Christ.
彼得从来不知道，原来教他圣经的耶稣也会打鱼。
He had never known that the one who taught him the Bible, Jesus, who able to fish.
这是圣经告诉我们的。
But the scripture tells us.
很多时候，我们把神的标准降太低了，我们以为他可以做这么高而已。
But too often we put God in a very low standard. We think that these are the only thing that He can do.
其实神要叫你的孩子有更高的成就，你不要阻挡他。
But actually, God wants your kid to achieve much more. So you should not be the one who kind of become an obstacle.
求神帮助。
May God help us.
做一个属灵的家长。
You be a spiritual parent.
属灵的领袖。
Be a spiritual leader.
我相信我们就会创造出很多世俗的更高的属灵的领袖。
Then I believe that we able to help build up a lot of leaders who able to have good achievement in the secular world.
求神帮助我们。
May God help each one of us.
愿神赐福你们每一位。
May God bless you.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，在天上父，感谢你。
The Lord in heaven, we pray you, thank you.
感谢你救赎我们。
Thank you for saving us.
感谢你让我们有重生。
Thank you for giving us to a new life.
感谢你让我们能够学习来看见你在我们身上所给的价值。
Thank you for helping us to see the value that you have given to each one of us.
求神帮助我们。
May you help us each one.
能够为主而活。
That we're able to live for you.
能够在这世界上为你的名得着荣耀。
That we're able to bring glory to our name in this world.
我们这样祷告，是奉我主耶稣基督得胜的名。
We pray this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.